嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 "You're welcome"，不客气，不用谢，在英语里还有什么其他的说法
？Hi guys, I'm Adam. That's right. Today we are talking about all the different ways you can say "You are welcome."
So on top of your head, 大家现在脑子里能想得出几个呢？如果一个都想不出，那就听我们的节目吧。然后我们今天所有教你这些非常地道的 "You're welcome" 的说法呢，都会放在我们的微信推送里面，公众号找到“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言。首先 ，Adam， 我们要先来说说 "You're welcome"， 就是我看到过一些朋友拼写的时候会拼错，会拼成 "You're welcomed"。后面会加一个 d.
Well, a lot of times I just hear people say welcome.
所以也不行嘛。
Yeah, you gotta say you are welcome or you're welcome.
'Cause
it's not the same as saying like welcome to China.
就是欢迎是吧？北京欢迎你，那个是 welcome.
Right.
If you mean 欢迎，你可以说 welcome.
Welcome.
But if you mean 不客气，就要说完整的。
Right, you're welcome.
是不是也可以说 you are very welcome?
You are very welcome. You can.
是很 formal, 是吧?
It's okay. I mean, sometimes we joke. We use that too, you know. Oh, you're very welcome.
You're very, 就比较讽刺的。
Right, right, right.
好好好，我们接下来还是说说很 sincere, 很真诚的一些不客气的说法。
Right,
Let's start with 一串都以 no 开始的 phrase.
Okay, we've got so many no phrases. A great one that a lot of people in America and Canada say is no worries.
Also in Australia.
Yeah, I think just white people in general. No worries.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries.
No worries. 这里很重要的是一定要用复数的 no worries.
That's true. Yeah, I have heard people just say no worry.And it does sound a little strange.
对对对 so no worries. 这个我觉得就是朋友之间帮了小忙或者同事之间帮个忙都可以 no worries.
Yeah, thanks for helping me with my report.
No worries. 或者早上我在星巴克买一个咖啡我谢谢那个 cashier. I think she also said no worries.
Right, yeah.
对 no worries. 好那 what is the second question?No 的那个 phrase.
This one you guys will probably like, could probably use, just no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
没问题、啊。然后也经常会 shorten, 会简化为 no problem.
No problem, no problem, Bob.
什么
No problem, Bob. Like Bob's
Bob.
Your uncle, the Bob.
又来 Australia. Aussie idiom, Bob's your uncle.
Right, yeah. No, no, no problem. People say that. People also say no problemo.
真的是 Spanish?
Well, American Spanish
Tex-Mex
Yeah,
exactly 是吧 No problemo 但反正都一样的意思接下来还有一个我觉得也是美国人很口语的说法
Yeah, this one Spencer actually says a lot No sweat
No sweat
No sweat
Probably because he works out so
Works
much.
out a lot, he sweats a lot So I could say, hey Spencer, thanks for helping me with my Chinese And he would say, no sweat bro
你觉得他说话是这个语气吗
Usually. No sweat, bro.
No sweat, bro. 对 sweat 就是出汗这里别流汗意思就是一件小事儿了
Right, it's easy. Easy to do.
Easy. 我刚刚说一件小事儿 So it's not a big thing.
Right.
And you can also say...
No biggie.
No biggie. 这个会不会有点 childish, 有点幼稚
No, no, no. Just, it's like saying no big deal. Like, this is not a problem. No big deal. Or you wouldn't say no big problem, but not a big problem.
Okay, so 你可以说 no big deal or no biggie.
Right.
然后这个 biggie 的拼法是...
B-I-G-G-I-E.
Oh, it looks so cute.
Yeah, like piggy.
对。好,那接下来我们要看的两个呢,我觉得就稍微正式一点。
Okay, so this first one here is don't worry about it.
你看 contrast no worries with don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it, right? It's a full sentence, so obviously it's a bit more formal.
对对，别人感谢你什么的。Oh, don't worry about it.
Right. Now, this could also be a good answer for sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry I forgot to pay you last month.
Don't worry about it, but kind of worry about it. It's kind of a biggie.
Kind of a biggie,
kind of a biggie.
还有一个呢，也是 don't， 那个是 don't mention it.
Don't mention it, right? Yeah, it's again, no biggie, no problem, no sweat. Don't mention it.
就是哎呀别那么客气啊。我觉得中文你也不能直接翻是别提了，因为中文里面那个别提了就是 so bad, right? 别提了。
Right. Don't get me started.
对对对 it's more like don't get me started. 但这里呢这个 don't mention it 就是 you're welcome 的意思。
Right.
好那如果你想更加直接的表达说我很乐意帮你、对不对你可以用接下来的两个说法。
Right, so the first one here is it's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.、就是那个 it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, same pleasure.
前两天我还看到朋友留言问我们说 pleasure 的发音。
It's not pleasure. Pleasure.
Pleasure. 那位朋友我记得他是不太会发后面 S-U-R-E.
Pleasure. Yes.
Pleasure. 然后他还问到说那个 sure.
Yeah, sure, 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 sure. The second one, it's like your whole mouth and neck, it's kind of vibrating.
我可以感受到你那个
I'll take a picture.
对对对
We'll take a video. But、yeah. for now, just keep in mind, sure, it really is an S sound, and the sure is more of a, like,J or Z.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's my pleasure, 是吧？Or you can also say...
Happy to help.
Happy to help. 就是很乐于助人。
Right.
很开心帮忙，对不对
？Right, exactly.
我们前面还说到 don't worry about it, don't mention it. 其实你也可以说 it was nothing.
Yeah.
就是区区一点小事儿。
Right, so this is probably going to be someone saying, oh, you know, Jenny was so great, she did this and she did that. And you could say, oh, no, it was nothing.
It was nothing. 但这里很重要的是我们会说 it was nothing, 是吧、不是 it's nothing.
It's nothing.
对就是要用 past tense, it was nothing.
Right, exactly.、
好那接下来的这一串呢也是前两天我看到朋友问的他说觉得很 confusing, 为什么这几个词的意思这几个短语的意思是不客气啊、其中有一个是 you bet.
You bet.、
他说我怎么查字典我都觉得这
Right, you bet? What are you, $10?
Bet 是什么下赌注啊、对不对然后我 I bet 比如这个队会赢之类的
Right, yes
但美国人真的口语里啊星巴克的人经常会说 you bet
Really?
对啊 cashier 经常你买好一个东西 thank you You bet
You bet
You got it 对所以其实 you bet 和 you got it 意思就是 you're welcome
Yeah, the you got it one used to confuse me I guess you bet that just makes sense becauseI guess I grew up saying that, but、you got it. You know, I never really understood why we say that, but we do.
对，这我觉得有的时候可能也很难搞清为什么、像这种短语是 you're welcome 的意思、Just know that they mean you're welcome.
Yes, we promise.
Okay, thank you, you bet, you got it.、然后还有一个和时间有关的。
Oh yeah, this is a good one, this is a good one. Anytime.
Anytime,、随时、这个就是别人哎呀非常谢谢你帮我啊什么
anytime. It was my pleasure.
对这个 anytime 的意思就是 I'm happy to help anytime.
Right.
对吧就随时都可以来找我我很开心、right. 很乐意帮忙。
You got it.
你可以把我们的那个 你要不要所有的再说一遍No sweat.
No sweat. No worries.
好那非常感谢大家今天收听我们的节目也希望、今天你学会了十几个不客气 You're welcome 的地道英语说法。那如果你想学习更多实用的英语呢也不要忘了看一下我们的会员课程因为我们有一个完整独立的会员课程库有六个级别然后每天都会更新内容。到现在我们已经有1000多课了并且每天持续的更新中而且最近呢我们的价格从629他调了一下不是往上调他是往下调了、我们同事说咱们来调一个比较吉利的数字所以现在我们学习一年只要618好那赶紧去我们的微信公众号了解一下吧你可以免费试用之后呢也可以在公众号升级 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Alright, bye guys